listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. By now, you've probably heard the White House meeting between the U.S. and Ukrainian presidents did not go well. ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Zelensky came to Washington hoping to get Trump to guarantee Ukraine's security if Putin violates the terms of a peace deal. Zelensky trying to bring the temperature down, but Trump berating the wartime leader, instead delivering this ultimatum.
The problem is, I've empowered you to be a tough guy.
Then kicking Zelensky out of the White House, canceling their press conference.
Hours later, Zelensky on Fox News thanked Americans for their help. Could Ukraine win without U.S. help?
It will be difficult for us. That's why I'm here. That's why we speak about the future negotiations. It will be difficult without your support, but we can't lose our values, our people. We can't lose our freedom.
It was an update on Wall Street. This is ABC News. A legendary figure in the Mexican narco world is on U.S. soil, extradited with more than two dozen others from Mexico. ABC's Matt Rivers.
We have never seen the amount of extraditions all happening within one day of each other. It was stunning watching plane after plane carrying some of Mexico's most notorious drug lords to the United States, because we're not just talking about Rafa Quintero, we're also talking about the leaders of the Zetas cartel, one of the most notorious cartels of the last two, three decades. We're talking about a former leader of the Juarez cartel. We're talking about other high-level cartel operatives, including those implicated in the deaths of other U.S. law enforcement agencies, agents in other agencies. So really a historic extradition proceeding here.
The Centers for Disease Control reporting flu activity on the decline nationwide, and overall respiratory illness activity is moderate. The rate of people visiting the doctor for flu-like symptoms has decreased for the second week in a row. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Any flurries hanging around will be ending this morning. That according to meteorologist Tony Schumacher. And then partly cloudy, breezy, much cooler today, a high of 28. Mainly clear, very cold tonight, a low of 10 above. On Sunday, mostly sunny, pretty nice, a high temperature of 38. Clouds increase Sunday night, will drop down to 23. On Monday, mostly cloudy, a little warmer. We may see areas of light drizzle or rain with a high of 48. Gloomy with a soaking rain on Tuesday. It may mix with some snow very late Tuesday night. Otherwise, comfortable temperature-wise with a high of 50. Wednesday, we cool down with a windy mix of rain and snow turning to all snow. We may see a few inches of accumulation, a high of 38. 38 on Thursday. Light snow again on Friday with a high of 38 degrees. Listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Six months out at sea, be coming home soon on leave. Think of her as I stand here on the deck. Stars light the sky like a Kansas City night. reflections on the water take me back. Kansas City lights in my mind, they shine so bright. She's waiting there, I've been away too long. Kansas City lights shine for me tonight. Watch over her for me till I get home. The war is ever won. Find a job that must be done. It's just sometimes it feels like no one cares. Waves are calm tonight as I take as the plane touches down, I see her standing there right now. Kansas City lights in my mind, they shine so bright. She's waiting there, I've been away too long. Kansas City lights, please shine.
And that is how we start your weekend wake up with Steve Warner. The Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer showing 19 with light flurries in the area. Those will end at some point this morning. No accumulation expected as well. 19 with Farron Young. It's 5:08 for your weekend wake up.
It's 4 in the morning and what's more of the dawning. Just woke up, the wanting in me. Wishing I'd never met her, knowing if I'd forget her, how much better off she would be. The longer I hold on and the longer this goes on, the harder that it's gonna be. But it's 4 in the morning and once more the dawning. Just woke up, the wanting in me. I never deserved her, God knows when I hurt her. That's the last thing that I want to do. She tries but she can't tell how she feels, but I know too well what she's going through. If I love her so much, I don't know why I can't do the right thing and just let her be. But it's 4 in the morning and what's more, the dawning. Just woke up, the warning in me. I told her this time it's all over, making 10 times I've told her goodbye. Last night we broke up. This morning I woke up, and for the tenth time I'm changing my mind. I saw more love in her eyes when I left her than most foolish men will ever see. And it's 4 in the morning, and once more the dawning just woke up the warning in me. It's 4 in the morning, and once more the dawning just woke up the warning in me. Wishing I never met her, knowing if I...
When you hear great tunes on WRCO, remember, it's all possible thanks to the support of Meyer Oil and LP, serving Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties.
See you. Is your future chieftain ready for school? Riverdale Schools will be hosting 4K screening on Tuesday, March 4th. This is for children who will be 4 years old by September 1st, 5-year-olds who didn't attend 4K this year, and 3-year-olds who may have developmental concerns like speech, motor skills, or social development. Give your child a great start. Call Sarah at 608-739-3101 or email sarah.williamson@riverdale.k12.wi.us to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Schools, where learning begins.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but not everyone has a full bowl to start their morning. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Right now, our local food pantry needs your help. Donate a box of cereal today and we'll match it, doubling the impact for families in need. Any brand, any kind, every box makes a difference. Drop off your donation at Julie Karen State Farm. Together, we can fill every bowl and fuel every morning. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Everyone is invited to join the Republican Party of Richland County for their annual Lincoln Day dinner, Saturday, March 15th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Meet and greet starts at 5 p.m., dinner and a program at 6. Hear from guest speakers Derek Van Orden, Tony Kurtz, Hannah and Patrick Teston, and others. Tickets are $40 for adults and $25 for students age 16 through 21. Get yours at the RPRC Campaign Center in the former Jefferson Elementary any Tuesday and Thursday between noon and 2 or Saturdays between 10 and 2. Or on the web at richlandctygop.com. You can always phone 303-507-4430 for more information. And remember, you're invited to join the Republican Party of Richland County for their annual Lincoln Day dinner Saturday, March 15th.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield-maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13-bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
With a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com, I'm Adam Hess. The Ithaca girls basketball team traveled to Schulzburg on Friday night for Level 2 WIAA playoff action, and Phil Nee was there.
The Ithaca girls basketball team saw its season end with a 55-31 loss at Schulzburg Friday night. The Bulldogs struggled in the first half against the Miners' full-court press. By halftime, the score was 29-5. Ithaca came out stronger in the second half and played much improved. Down by 32 at one point, the Bulldogs got within 17 with 9 minutes to play, but could get no closer. Schulzburg freshman Haley Ault led all scorers with 21. Senior Taylor Russell added 10. Ault hit 3 of the team's 3-point shots. The Miners were 8 for 15 from the line. Ithaca was paced by sophomore J.C. Maxwell with 12. Tristan Peterson added 8. Holly King scored 5. Brooklyn Dickey and Maggie Kirshner each had 3 points. The Bulldogs made 3 three-pointers and went 8 for 13 from the free throw line. The Bulldogs' final season record, 14-11. Following the 55-31 WIAA regional semifinal win, the Miners are now 19-7. They will play host to River Ridge tonight at 7 o'clock in the regional championship game. For Ithaca, the high school basketball careers of seniors Maggie Kirshner, Holly King, and Tristan Peterson came to an end. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other Division 5 finals from last night. Kickapoo over Cochran Fountain City, 57-52. Barneveld ended Potosi-Cassville season 66-31. Blair Taylor, 61, Cashton, 43. River Ridge upsetting Wazika Steuben by 10, 43-33. Oliva Strum holds serve against Hillsboro, 42-25. It was Belmont with a 48-42 win over Blackhawk. And Alma Pepin upsetting number one Independence Gilmanton, 69-27. Division 4 Mineral Point, a 55-37 win over Lancaster. It was Belleville 45, Darlington 36. Cuba City, a 90-33 win over Parkview. Argyle Pecatonica over New Glarus, 67-57. In Division 3, River Valley season came to an end at the hands of Prairie du Chien, 62-48. Elk Mound, 69, Viroqua, 30. Wisconsin Dells picked up a 60-25 win over Black River Falls. Platteville season continues. They defeated Broadhead, 77-41. Bloomer, 58, Arcadia, 51. And Altoona over number 3, Mauston, 53-44. Division 2, we see number 1 West Salem, no trouble with Toma, 70-32. La Crosse Central, a 56-54 win over Reedsburg. Onalaska, 45, Sauk Prairie, 43. And DeForest down Sparta, 49-39.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio or visit Facebook.com/WRCO AM FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM. Your Saturday outlook, partly cloudy, breezy, and cool, a high of 28, mainly clear, colder tonight, a low near 10. Mostly sunny and fairly nice on Sunday with a high of 38. Monday, we warm up to 48 with areas of light drizzle or rain. A soaking rain Tuesday, but a high of 50. And we may see a few inches of snow accumulation Wednesday with a wintry mix and a high of 38.
Great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
Everybody knows you've been stepping on my toes, and I'm getting pretty tired of it. You keep a stepping out of line, and I'm messing with my mind. If you had any sense, you'd quit. Ever since you were a little bitty teeny girl, said I was the only man in this whole world. Now you better do some thinking, then you'll find you got the only daddy that'll walk the line. I keep a working every day, all you wanna do is play. I'm tired of staying out all night. I'm a coming unglued from your funny little moods. Now honey, maybe that ain't right. Ever since you were a little bitty teeny girl, said I was the only man in this whole world. Now you better do some thinking, then you'll find you got the only daddy that'll walk the line.
Thank you. my clothes. Nearly everybody knows that you're still just a putting me on. When I start a walking, gonna hear you start a squawking and a begging me to come back home. Ever since you were a little bitty teeny girl, you said I was the only man in this whole world. Now you better do some thinking, then you'll find you got the only daddy that'll walk the line. You got the only daddy that'll walk the line.
That's classic Waylon Jennings for your weekend wake up. The Wurtz Floor and Home Thermometer showing 19 with light flurries in the area. Yeah, that was in the forecast. They're going to end this morning. Someone could lose a heart tonight. Better look out. Eddie Rabbit for your weekend wake up on RCO.
There's a full moon out tonight, and love is moving in the shadows. I got no place to run, and it's following me everywhere that I go. There's something in the air, I can feel it everywhere. All the conditions are right. Someone could lose a heart tonight. Someone could lose a heart. Kissing and hugging and heavy breathing, falling under the spell of the love you weave. It's gonna get crazy, baby, if you don't stop. Someone could lose a heart tonight. Someone could lose a heart. Looking in your eyes tonight, don't you know you got me hypnotized? Didn't mean to fall in love, but who could leave this paradise? I can feel it when we touch. Ooh, it's too much. All the conditions are right. Someone could lose a heart tonight. Someone could lose a heart. With all this kissing and hugging and heavy breathing, falling under the spell of the love you weave. It's gonna get crazy, baby, if you don't stop. Someone could lose a heart tonight. 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 Someone could lose a heart.
$5.29 for your weekend wake up as we call on Eddie Rabbit. Thanks ever so much for making us a part of your weekend get together. Have a great day planned for you. We'll tell you all about it. We have news, weather, sports, of course. We'll have a look at this week in entertainment history, wrestling action following Prime Mover this morning as well.
I feel tears welling up, cooling deep inside, like my heart's from a big break. In a stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, that I may never say. Now you might say that I was taking it hard since you wrote me off of the call. But don't you wager that I'll hide in sorrow when I may lay right down and fall. Now the race is on and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartache
going to the inside.
My tears are holding back there and I'm trying not to fall. My heart
drops out of the running to love scratch for another sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. In love, never once suspecting what the final result would be. Now I lived in fear, waking up each morning, finding that you're gone from me. There's aching pain in my heart for today was the one I hated to face. Somebody new came up to win her, and I came out in second place. Now the race is on, and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartaches going to the inside. My tears are holding back there, I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, true love scratch for another sake. The race is on, and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. On and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back there, I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, to love scratch for another's sake. Race is on and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. The winner loses all.
I told Mary about us, I told her about our great sin. Mary cried and forgave me, and Mary took me back again. Said if I wanted my freedom, I could be free evermore. But I don't want to be, and I don't want to see Mary cry anymore. Oh, devil woman. I wanna go home. Mary is waiting and weeping down in our shack by the sea. Even after I've hurt her, Mary's still in love with me. Devil woman, it's over. Trapped no more by your charms. Cause I don't wanna stay, I wanna get away. Woman, let go of my arm. Oh, devil woman, let go of me. Devil woman, let me be and leave me alone. I wanna go home. Devil woman, you're evil, like the dark coral reef, like the winds that bring high tides. You bring sorrow and grief. Made me ashamed to face Mary. Barely had the strength to tell. Skies are not so black. Mary took me back. Mary has broken your spell. Oh, devil woman. Devil woman, let go of me. Devil woman, let me be and leave me alone. I wanna go home. Running along by the seashore, running as fast as I can. Even the seagulls are happy, glad I'm coming home again. Never again will I ever cause another tear to fall. Down the beach I see what belongs to me, the one I want most of all. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, don't follow me. Devil woman, let me be and leave me alone. I'm going back home.
Touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Your lips hold the wild desire and give a kiss like the devil's fire. Your kind of love could burn a town. Oh, touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Your touch brings me to my knees. You got me begging, please, please, please. Take my heart and melt it down. Touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Your wild love, I can't tame. Your kisses burn like flames. I go crazy when you're around. So touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Turn me on and burn me down. Your wild love, I can't tame. Your kisses burn like flames. I go crazy when you're around. So touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Turn me on and burn me down.
You're listening to WRCOFM 100.9. We'd like to let you know that phone line disruptions and outages continue at the Richland Hospital and Clinics and at the Ithaca School District. Community members may receive a message that states this call cannot be completed as dialed, or the line will simply continue to ring, but it does not ring at the Richland Hospital and Clinics and Ithaca Schools. They have alerted their telephone service provider and they're working to resolve the issue. Further updates will be provided as they become available.
WRCO.
Get ready for a wild night of laughs, tall tales, and hunting traditions like you've never seen before. It's Escanaba in the Moonlight, the hilarious and heartwarming play that brings the quirky world of Michigan's Upper Peninsula right to your seat. Join the Sody family, Albert, Reuben, and Remnar, at their legendary deer camp the day before opening season. Reuben's got a problem. He's never bagged a buck. And if he doesn't this year, he'll go down in camp history as the oldest Sody to never get one. But Reuben's got a secret weapon, his Ojibwe wife's mystical incantations. Can a little ancient magic help him finally hit his target? Or will he end up missing the mark again? Come to the City Auditorium on Friday and Saturday, March 14th and 15th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, March 16th at 2 p.m. Admission just $10. Escanaba in the Moonlight, where hunting season meets side-splitting comedy.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but not everyone has a full bowl to start their morning. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Right now, our local food pantry needs your help. Donate a box of cereal today and we'll match it, doubling the impact for families in need. Any brand, any kind, every box makes a difference. Drop off your donation at Julie Karen State Farm. Together, we can fill every bowl and fuel every morning. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO. COFM.
Put down in my bones. I've got wandering eyes. Yes, it's true, I love the ladies. I can't deny the feeling the good Lord put down in my bones. I've got wandering eyes. Oh, but don't you worry, baby. My heart always stays here at home. You should know by now, darling, when I took those vows, I meant every word that preacher told me to say. It seems so unnatural when I see a pretty girl to turn my head and look the other way. I've got wandering eyes. Yes, it's true, I love the ladies. I can't deny the feeling the good Lord put down in my bones. I've got wandering eyes. Oh, but don't you worry, baby. My heart always stays here at home.
Everyone is invited to join the Republican Party of Richland County for their annual Lincoln Day Dinner, Saturday, March 15th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Meet and greet starts at 5 p.m., dinner and a program at 6. Hear from guest speakers Derek Van Orden, Tony Kurtz, Hannah and Patrick Teston, and others. Tickets are $40 for adults and $25 for students age 16 through 21. Get yours at the RPRC Campaign Center in the former Jefferson Elementary any Tuesday and Thursday between noon and 2 or Saturdays between 10 and 2. Or on the web at richlandctygop.com. You can always phone 303-507-4430 for more information. And remember, you're invited to join the Republican Party of Richland County for their annual Lincoln Day Dinner, Saturday, March 15th.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 5.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast from WRCO. COFM.
I roll out of bed, grabbed a cup of caffeine this morning. Walked out the door, didn't even kiss you goodbye. A car pull out, no warning. In an instant it all flashed before my eyes. And I'm gonna live the rest of my life like I got one day left to live. One night left to love you. Starting right now, I'm starting all over. Doing what I should do. Should this be my last, or I've got 100 years. From this day on I'm gonna live my life like I got one day left to live. What a close call, could have been all she wrote. Think I'll turn this car around and head back home. There's a lesson to be learned in this, it showed me. Take nothing for granted, in a second it can all be gone. But I'm gonna live the rest of my life like I got one day left to live, one night left to love you. Starting right now, I'm starting all over, doing what I should do. Should this be my last, or I've got 100 years? From this day on, I'm gonna live my life like I got one day left to live, one night left to love you. Starting right now, I'm starting all over, doing what I should do. Should this be my last, or I've got 100 years? From this day on, I'm gonna live my life like I got one day left to live.
Sun comes up, I'm punching that clock on the wall, breaking my back just to make a buck, wishing I was in your arms. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. I can work all day and feel right at home, loving that 8 to 5. Never have to leave you here alone when I'm working overtime. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you.
Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Get ready to roll for a great cause. The 13th annual Milk and a Cheese 8-Pin Tap Individual Tournament is happening this Sunday at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. For just $15 per person, enjoy a fun-filled day of bowling, meat raffles, a 50-50 raffle, a dice game, and exciting door prizes. Plus, every bowler gets a free pound of cheese. All proceeds help provide cheese for the local food pantry. Don't miss it. Call Ed at 608-537-2340 for more information. See you Sunday at the 13th annual Milk into Cheese 8-Pin Tap Bowling Tournament in Boscobel.
Mm-hmm.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Soybeans, corn, cattle, and hogs were lower Friday. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein's focus on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower on fund and technical selling in addition to the higher trade in the dollar index during the session, compounding what would have already been a down week. The trade continues to monitor development weather in Argentina and harvest activity in Brazil, which is near the halfway point. As of Friday, tariffs against key U.S. trading partners were still scheduled to go into effect on March 4th. March soybeans were down 11 and a quarter at 10.11 and a half. May was 11 and a half lower at 10.25 and three quarters. March soybean meal was up 80 cents at 291.70. March soybean oil was 122 points lower at 43.53. Corn was down on fund and technical selling, also seeing some pretty big week-to-week losses. It's keeping an eye on conditions in South America while waiting to see what happens with the tariffs, especially in regards to Mexico. At the middle of the marketing year, overall demand does remain solid. March corn was down 11 and a quarter at 453 and a half. May was 11 and a half lower at 469 and a half. And wheat was down on fund and technical selling, along with the higher trade in the U.S. dollar index on Friday, seeing big week-to-week losses at all three U.S. pits. Wheat's looking at dry weather in the southwestern U.S. plains, and that could cause some stress, but there is at least a little bit of rain in the forecast for hard and softwood winter growing areas. Winter kills a concern in the Black Sea region. March Chicago was down 9 3/4 at 537. March Kansas City was 13 lower at 558 and a quarter. March Minneapolis was down 4 3/4 at 582 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were sharply lower Friday, pressured by the direct cash cattle business during the session. I'll have more on that in just a moment. Also, box beef ended the week on a lackluster note, mixed at midday on Friday. April live was down $3.47 at $192.65. The June contract was $3.55 lower at $188.77. March feeder cattle were down $1.47 at $274.97. April feeder cattle were $2.55 lower at $273. And hogs were down with pork lower at midday. Also, I'll have more on that in a moment. Also, there are the ongoing tariff concerns and questions about sustained domestic demand for pork as well. April lean was down 70 at 83.67. May was $1.32 lower at 87.42. Direct cash cattle business Friday was mostly light with light to moderate demand. USDA says most of that live trade in the South was at $197, down $2 on the week, while dressed activity was mainly at $313 in the North on Thursday, also $2 lower than the previous week. Very light live business was reported in the North at $198. Overall, these lower sales can probably be viewed as kind of a disappointment, considering the show list was smaller than the previous week. Box beef was mixed with light movement. Choice is up 65 cents at $311.83, and select beef was down 8 at $302.05. The estimated cattle slaughter of 107,000 head was steady on the week and up about 6,000 on the year. USDA says hay and straw movement in Iowa was down from the previous week, but well above a year ago. The heaviest demand was for small squares of premium alfalfa, which brought $8.50 per bale, with small squares of premium alfalfa and grass mix at $220 to $230 per ton. Small squares of wheat straw sold at $220 per ton. And for the week in Missouri, hay prices run evenly steady with light to moderate demand for a moderate to heavy supply. Asking prices for medium squares of premium alfalfa were $250 to $300 per ton. In Nebraska, USDA says alfalfa hay was steady, and for the week in South Dakota, USDA says hay movement was light with tonnage up from the previous report but down on the year. Cash hog business was mixed Friday with moderate closing negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. Looks like some buyers still had some near-term supply needs to take care of. That pulled the national average to a modestly higher finish Friday afternoon. Upcoming tariffs will likely have an impact on exports, and it was another week of wide swings for the domestic wholesale market. That continued Friday with the cutout value moving lower as the belly primal gave up most of Thursday's gain. National direct barrels and gilts closed 53 cents higher at the base price range of 84 to 92 for a weighted average of $90.02. Iowa Southern Minnesota was down 28 at 89.16. The Western Corn Belt was up 45 cents at the close at 89.52. Midwest butcher markets were steady at 62. Pork closed $2.54 lower at 98.42. Bellies dropped more than $20 and butts were weak, canceling out firm to higher moves in loins, picnics, ribs, and hams. The estimated hog slaughter of 480,000 head was up 13,000 on the week, but down just over 1,700 on the year. USDA says early weaned pigs were $8 lower and feeder pigs were down $6 on the week with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings as prices softened late in the week. Receipts were above a week ago but below a year ago. The weighted average for all early weaned pigs was $70.19 and the weighted average for all feeder pigs was $109.15. John Perkins, Brownfield.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
FM 100.9.
This ABC News update on WRCO is sponsored this hour by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, a meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
Exactly what is Whitaker's Market? Well, it's a little hard to classify, but if you picture combining a bulk food store with a discount grocery store, stir in some